I'm Amy Kimberly, Executive Director of Carbondale Arts.
And I'm Deborah Colley, and I'm the Logistics Coordinator and Volunteer Coordinator for Mountain Fair.
So what can you two tell us about Mountain Fair this year? What's going to be different?
That's always the tough question. What's going to be different? Maybe it's what is always present at Mountain Fair that is so incredible, and that's the coming together of the community. We're going to be celebrating our similarities. So the theme this year is water. To honor that theme, we have some water protectors that were up at Standing Rock and are part of the Cheyenne River Tribe in South Dakota. They'll have a booth with a lot of their wares, but then they also will be drumming and dancing on the Sunday morning. They're doing our Sunday morning gospel, and I think that's going to be fabulous. Ascendigo is creating a bench with Scavenger Industries, a mosaic bench which people can come by and help create.
And there are some time changes this year.
Correct. Big news. We are going to go a half hour later on Friday night, which means the music will play till 9:30. Normally it's played till about 8:45. Same with Saturday night. But then Sunday, we are going to end the fair at 7 p.m. Usually it ended at 9.
Mountain Fair is put on thanks to all of the volunteers that come to the fair every year. And I understand that it's kind of a multi-generational tradition.
We're in our 46th year, and grandparents are volunteering with their grandkids. It takes somewhere around 350 volunteers. Peace Patrol is actually our biggest volunteer job and possibly the most important volunteer job for helping the fair maintain a really positive, festive, and harmonious spirit.
And anybody who volunteers gets a t-shirt, right?
Yes. Anyone who volunteers 4 hours gets a t-shirt.
And any moment in particular that each of you are looking forward to?
I'm not going to lie. I really like meeting all the volunteers. So as cheesy as that sounds coming from a volunteer coordinator, I think it's pretty special.
The drum circle holds a special place in my heart. Such a wide variety of people from the region all coming together and creating the sound. Then I know we're off and running. And then, of course, I always love the end.
Well, thank you two so much for coming in and talking about the fair.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Raleigh.